Israel, please. We'll just bow our heads together for a moment. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Brad and I talked about the service today, and I want us to mind the Holy Ghost, and I knew we had wonderful singing today. I told him we'll just do what God says, and I think we did. While we have our heads bowed and eyes are closed, how many of you came this morning to worship a risen Savior, and you've already done it? You've worshiped Him. Would you raise your hand? God bless you. Amen. Will you just give Him a hand clap of praise? Bless His name. Amen. Amen. While we're praying this morning, and I'm not going to preach, I felt like the Holy Ghost had this all orchestrated just right. There's been enough gospel preached around here in the drama in the last 2 weeks and in the this morning and then in the morning service this morning, wonderful singing. Enough gospel preached to save the whole world. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul said, I declare to you that which also I first received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried and He arose again the third day. And then in that chapter, he goes on and he talks about some who question the resurrection. He said, if Christ be not risen, then our faith is vain. And he goes on and talks about that for a few moments. And then he makes this very strong, definitive statement. But now is Christ risen from the dead. Thank God He's alive. Paul knew it. Paul experienced Him. Paul was born again and became a great preacher. The death is absolutely essential, but so is the resurrection, because it's the resurrection that validates His deity. He said, I'm God. He said, no man takes my life from me. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. And that's exactly what He did on Calvary. And His death and His burial, and especially His resurrection, validates the fact that He's deity. He's God. Now you think about that. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, God incarnate in human flesh. Nobody ever loved you like that. Thank God for the love of a mother or wife or husband or parent. And those are wonderful things. But the greatest love ever demonstrated when God Himself clothed Himself in flesh and died that you might have life. That resurrection means He has vanquished all of His enemies. It said He destroyed the works of the devil through His death on the cross and resurrection. Thank God for that. But also that death and burial and resurrection speaks of His victorious, redemptive work. When the priest went in to offer the blood sacrifice, he wore around the bottom of his robe little bells. And as he went in, those who had brought their sacrifices could hear him as he goes behind the veil into the very presence of God and puts the mercy on the blood on the mercy seat. And then they listen. And when they hear the bells ringing as he comes back out, they knew that God had covered their sin with the blood of those animals. But my dear friend, when He came out of that grave, that is the proof, that is the victory that He died for you and for me. He died your death, He was resurrected, and He offers to you everlasting life right now. Dear friends in the internet, radio audience, and here in the building, we've lifted our hands to say we worship Him. But if there's a man or woman, a boy or girl in here who's never trusted Christ, I want to encourage you right now and those in the media audience, would you on this Easter Sunday receive the greatest gift that's ever been given? Would you accept Him right now? The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and He'll do it right now if you call on Him. Will you turn in faith and turn from your sin, repent, and turn to the Savior and call on Him? And you might, will you pray this prayer with me from your heart if you're in the building? On the media audits, and you mean it. You want to go to heaven. You want to be saved. Dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I don't deserve to go to heaven. But Lord, You gave Your own life for me. You bore my sin in Your own body, and You paid my sin debt. I believe that. I believe You love me, and you died for me and you were buried and you rose again. I believe you're alive and you're here now. Lord Jesus, I accept you now as my personal Savior. Come in my heart, forgive me of all my sin, and save me right now. Help me to love you and serve you. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me and for dying for me and for saving me right now. The Bible said, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I trust you've done that. While we have our heads bowed and eyes are closed, no one's looking, but across the congregation, is there a man or woman or boy or girl here this morning who'd say to me, Brother Billy, this morning for the very first time, I've turned in faith to the Savior and I've received him as my Savior right now. Would you raise your hand right up and right back down? Nobody will see it but me and the Lord. God bless you, friend. Thank you. God bless you for that. Amen. Somebody else. Thank you. Somebody else in here? Right up and right back down. This morning for the very first time, I've asked Jesus to come in my heart and save me. God bless you, friends. Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful this wonderful day. Lord, we've come to worship you, and Lord, we have. Lord, from the sunrise service all the way through the wonderful singing and the testimony. Lord, thank you for giving us a song in our heart, even praise to our God for the wonderful messages and song that Jesus Christ bore our sin on the cross. He died, was buried, and rose again, and he's coming again. And God, I pray now that you'd make real to every heart and life that he is alive. And God, we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.